Hello and welcome to episode 8 of the Pop Bars podcast, bringing you all the best in the world of music and all that's been good on the internet. I am your host, James, sort of like the Professor Willow of the whole operation, I like to think. And joining me as ever is the rest of the Pop Bars team. In the corner, our very own Misty.
Yes!
There she is. It's Katie. Say hello, Katie.
Hi!
And sort of like both members of Team Rocket smashed together. It's Woody, Sailor Woody.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, well,
that's, you know, shame on you, frankly.
He's got
shame
the hair of Jesse and everything.
So true, so true. Which leads neatly on to the obvious news story we're going to open with. This is WTF News. News, 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 news. What the f*** is happening in the news? I mean, I could fill the entire podcast talking about Pokemon Go. Ooh. Is there anything else happening this week?
Shall
really?
We just?
I mean, my word. I mean, you don't need us to explain it. Surely it's the app that's taken over the entire world. You can play Pokemon IRL, sort of. And it's, it's everywhere. There's news stories about every single aspect of this. I mean, we're all on it, right? We're all on it, yes?
Yes, yes, yes. We are blessed by the gods of Nintendo.
Right,
thank
good.
You very much.
Good, good, good. I'm glad to hear it. How's your CP levels looking, Katie?
Good, good.
Okay.
I caught a 400 Fero today.
Hello!
I'm living!
That deserves some applause.
Yes.
That's a good effort. That's a very good effort. I respect
thank
that.
Thank you so much.
I respect that. I've, of course, just jetted back from the States, as you both want.
Just casually dropped
that in there. But I was out at Disney World, and it's the greatest place in the world to play Pokemon Go.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we were just walking around the parks, and there was, honestly, kids, adults, like, age didn't matter. We were all staring at our phones in the happiest place on earth. So I've got screenshots of, like, an Eevee in front of the castle and all that stuff. It was so much fun. But it's there's gyms everywhere and Pokestops in all the parks. It's
why
amazing.
Bother going on any rides?
I mean, really, yeah, Disney are kind of screwed now, let's be honest. It's a whole new world. But what's amazing is the amount of news stories that's come out of this. So personal favourites, I mean, Kate, you were writing about the Justin Bieber thing today, right?
Oh, God, yeah.
Do you want to explain that?
Oh, well, he went on a little midnight Pokey sleuth around like New York City. There was thousands of people out last night, and he just went unnoticed in the crowd. Catching a Vaporeon.
Everyone's staring at their phones. Ooh. They don't care.
Crazy.
I like the guy who quit his job so he can spend the next year. You seen this? He's a guy from New Zealand. Yeah, he's quit his job so he can spend the next year catching them all, which is real dedication.
Wow.
I mean, that's a whole amazing. New level. You've got to hope he's actually going to do it as well. Can you imagine if a year later he's still just got rats everywhere?
Okay, straw poke. Is that guy an idiot?
Like, I'm going to go with 50% idiot, 50% my hero. Yeah.
Same.
Well, yeah. I guess it depends on his job.
That's true. That's true. It like, does depend on his job.
If he didn't like his old job, then maybe it was cool.
Well, he must have earned a fair amount, because how can you afford to take an entire year off work to just play Pokemon Go? He must have done all
he's
right.
He's been saving for this moment.
There you
his
go.
Entire
he knew
life.
It was going to happen eventually.
Indeed.
He had a premonition when he was younger. He went into a dream state. The Pokemon.
One day in 2016, my dream will come. I mean, yeah, we could talk about this all day, and we probably will once the mics go off, but there are other news stories. The other news story that did break the internet, hashtag Kim exposing Taylor Party.
Oh,
now, I know you guys went deep on this, so yeah, to catch you up if you're unaware, it's still the debacle revolving around the lyrics to Kanye's Famous. So he said the line, you all know it, he said the line about Taylor Swift in there, and Taylor had always denied that she ever gave him permission to use that. He said he did get permission, and then Kim K dropped the mother of all bombshells on her Snapchat.
Hot damn.
I mean, yeah, it was full video recording of the actual phone conversation where Taylor did seem to say, yes, you may mention me in the song. And all hell broke loose on Twitter.
A glorious day on the internet was had by all, apart from Taylor Swift.
Really. Bless her. Bless her. What's your take on this, guys? Are you Team Taylor or are you Team Kim? Let's lay it out on the line.
Well, I don't know. It's so petty, all of it. And don't get me wrong, I love a bit of pettiness. But, like, this is, like, a step too far. I feel like this is
this level 100 petty.
As the internet develops, the pettiness just keeps going. And like, when will it end? What do you think, Katie?
Well, I don't know. Kim doesn't get petty for no reason.
True.
And Taylor's been going on and on and on about this. And it's just like, A, get over it. And B, don't try Kimmy K.
Yeah.
Haven't you learned?
It's very true.
But didn't you have a conspiracy theory about the whole
thing? Yeah, I think it's all fake.
Well, it is interesting.
Like, they're all in on it.
Yeah, on the phone call, they do say, like, oh, I'll be on the red carpet line. Yeah. And I'll act all offended, which she kind of did at first, but then that maybe this is an extra level up to the whole deception. I mean, God, we're all talking about it. It's been all over the press. It's definitely working for the PR-wise.
Well, it's certainly like Kim and Kanye's currency, isn't it?
Yeah,
like, to be scandalous and have all this drama. Mm. Less so for Taylor Swift. Like, her currency is like being popular and hashtag normal. So, and this is anything
just,
but.
Just a relatable multimillionaire. Just a relatable, everyday multimillionaire pop queen.
Just like us. She's
I just think it's like
a massive expose on the, like, celebrity, like, lifestyle thing they've got going on about all the PR and going really into it. And it's just like, girl, you don't know anything. I told you. That's what it's like.
What about the conspiracy theory that the Beyoncé are behind this? Beyoncé
calls this.
Wait, it's Bey and Jay just pulling all the puppet strings.
My theory is that Kanye is actually the head of the Beyoncé and the Kardashians are like the mercenaries. And like all the people that shaded her, like Pharrell and Demi, they're like the jesters in the court of Knowles. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's all just Beyoncé. It's all just our Lord Beyonce.
It's what it boils down to.
Woody, I'm going
to
let you finish, but that was utter nonsense, mate. I'm sorry. There's no way that can possibly be true. She's better than that Queen Bee.
You know what?
Queen
you Bee. Say that, but the Beyoncé are going to come for you.
I know. Sorry, what was they that? The sound of the window breaking. Oh, God. Oh, God, it's happening now.
Don't underestimate them, James.
That's true.
Don't underestimate them.
That is a good rule of life. Never underestimate the Beyoncé. All right, well, the other big story we've been following this week revolves around Meghan Trainor. So she came out with some rather controversial comments saying that she has never voted in an election and has no plans to do so this November in the US presidential election. Some people defending her saying, well, it's up to her, and some people saying, what are you doing? Have you seen who's running for president? I'm going to go with the latter as my personal point of view. Have you seen what's happening, Meghan? Come on, love. But I mean, what do you guys think on this? I mean, voting's obviously an important right, but should she be criticized for simply choosing not to get involved?
Well, I think the problem is not that she's choosing not to vote. I think everyone kind of respects that you should do what you want.
Yeah.
The problem is that she's been very pro-LGBT rights, very anti-firearms. And yet, at the same time, as well as basically supporting these causes, she's saying she's got no desire to vote.
Right.
Does that make a difference to those topics?
Are those two things enough not a big enough desire to vote? Like, what else do you want? Money?
Well, I mean, I know. Especially as those issues are so on the table at the minute. I mean, as we're recording, it's the Republican National Convention out in the US, and they've, you know, their new platform has basically stripped all LGBT rights that have been built up in the last couple of years. It's ridiculous. So if you do care about those issues, you've got to kind of get to the polling booth.
Yeah, and there's also the issue that she has a very young fan base.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't think it sends the best of messages. Not that many people were agreeing with us on the Pop Bar's Facebook page, were they?
No, they were not.
Oh my God, it was all going down in the comments. A lot of people said we were butthurt about it.
Ah, the internet's favourite insult. I mean, when in doubt.
I was just like, okay, fine. No, it's, I mean, whatever. Really.
Yeah. Hashtag internet, am I right? Oh, well, there you go. I mean, all big stories this week. What a week. Massive, massive news stories going around. If you want to read about them and let us know what you think, please get on the website. It's pop-buzz.com and find us on the Facebook page. Get involved in this Meghan debate that's apparently going on. Get involved.
Filmer.
Gab.
A filmer.
Gab. Gab.
A filmer.
Gab.
A filmer.
Gab. Gab.
A filmer.
Gab.
A filmer.
Gab. Gab.
A filmer.
Gab.
Film that
gap, gap.
Who wants to play a game? Come on, let's play a game, shall we? All right, this is a game of Fill My Gap. You know how it works by now. I have a series of tweets in front of me with one keyword removed. All you have to do is identify what the missing word is. It's that simple. And this week, they are all tweets by Troy's dad, Sean Sivan, ladies
Yay!
And gentlemen. Everyone's favourite Twitter father. He is fantastic on Twitter. Seriously, you do need to check him out. He's amazing. So yes, we have three tweets here, and I've removed one word, and all you have to do is guess them. But first, we need some buzzers, guys. We need some buzzers. Katie, I'm coming to you first. Please give me your buzzer. If I come to you for an answer, you will make the noise.
Pika, pika!
Okay, topical. Topical. Very topical.
It's good, isn't it?
Very good. Very good.
Well done. Well done. I'm actually quite impressed with that one. Woody, if I come to you for an answer, you will make the noise.
Shame.
Nice, nice, nice.
Can't steal that off me.
Big pop culture ones this week. I like it. Very, very good. All right, okay, are we ready? This is tweet number one from Mr. Savan, okay? Hi, Adele. You don't know me, but I'm Troy's dad, and I just want to thank you for making him so blank. Regards, Sean.
Shame!
Woody's in with a shame. Forgot your buzzer, didn't you? You forgot what it sounded like 2 seconds after you'd said it. Right, give me the answer. What's the word?
I think the word is happy.
It's the correct answer. It's a point to Woody. Straight in.
Thing.
I've been a sleuthing.
There
I've
it
been
is. Sleuthing. He's done his research this week, clearly. I like that Sean Savan just trying to get a tweet off Adele. That's very sweet, isn't it? Very, very
We've
cute.
All tried.
We've all tried.
Well, Katie has.
Yeah. Oh, well, Adele and Kylie, mainly. Tweet number two. Here it is. I reckon I'm a cuter blank than Ariana Grande.
Ooh.
I reckon I'm a cuter blank than Ariana Grande. You can buzz in if you can't get it. I do have some options, but try and buzz in first of all.
I with want a guess.
Cuter blank.
Cuter blank. I'll give you the options. I'll give you the options.
Okay, okay.
I reckon I am a cuter bunny than Ariana Grande. Mm. I reckon I'm a cuter diva than Ariana Grande. Ooh. Or I reckon I'm a cuter chick than Ariana
Pika,
Grande.
Pika!
Katie's in.
Katie's I think
in.
It's bunny.
You think it's bunny?
Yeah.
Why do you think it's bunny?
I just... For some reason, I can just see a picture of Troy's dad wearing some bunny ears.
Like the dangerous woman he is.
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
There it is.
It was an Easter special.
And it's the correct answer.
Yay!
One point apiece. It's the decider on the final tweet from Sean. Here it is. Fun fact secret, he can't play blank, lol. So this is a picture of Troy. And fun fact secret, he can't play blank, lol.
Shame!
Here he is. Woody, what are you saying?
I think it's a musical instrument, so I'm going to say piano.
I'm going to pass it over to Katie.
Can't play.
You do have the option of hearing my options, if you would like.
They're just going to be musical instruments, aren't they?
Not necessarily.
Show me the options.
Here are the options.
Show me the options!
Fun fact secret, he can't play chess, lol.
Ooh.
Guitar, lol. He can't play football, lol.
That's hard. That's
it is.
That's
for the
hard.
Win, Kate. If you get this right,
well,
you've taken the win.
Before you gave me the options, guitar was in my head, so I'm going to stick with guitar.
We're all tied up, ladies and gentlemen. We're all tied up. We are all tied up. So, there you go. One apiece on this week's Film My Gap. It was chess, ladies and gentlemen. It was chess. But, so there you go. All tied up. You're going to have to settle it later on with another game, guys. This is the way it's going to work.
Maybe we should do an arm wrestle later.
Maybe. If it comes down to it, remember, we've still got a couple more games to go. So, I'm sure it will resolve itself. But, for the time being, we are all tied up. Hi, guys. If you want to get even more stuff from the world of PopBuzz, you can. We now have our own app. It's available on the iTunes store now. It's completely free. It's got all the latest news. It's got access to the PopBuzz radio stream and all the latest quizzes and games you can play. So get on it now. The PopBuzz app, completely free. Time for this week's edition of Is It a Banger? So Kate and Woody have both brought in two songs that have recently been added to Pop Buzz Radio, and all they have to do is argue to me why theirs is the best banger I should choose. And this week's theme, keeping with the Pokemon Go vibes we've got in the studio here, it's the best song to catch them all to. A Pokeball banger, if you will. A Bulba banger. That doesn't work, but you get the idea. Pokemon affiliated bangers, please. So, Kate, I'm going to come to you first. What song have you brought for me this week?
Mine is a fight song. Ooh. A confession and an apology all rolled into one, actually.
That's poetic.
Before we get to that, I'll tell you what it is. It's Five Sauce Girls Talk Boys!
Oh, there it is.
I'm not lying when I say this is the best song they've ever put out.
Wow.
Ever. Ever, ever.
Huge,
they've been teasing a new sound for months, actually. And they were not lying.
Okay.
So let's take a listen.
Let's have a little listen. Now we may never feel the same, so baby, tell me what you say. new sound, isn't it? It is a new sound.
Amazing.
It's a very, very new sound.
I really like it. I
really like it as well. It's got a kind of 80s summery vibe to it. But that doesn't explain why it's perfect for Pokemon-related antics.
First of all, I'd like to publicly announce that I am on board with the Five Sauce family.
Oh.
Now. And I would also like to apologise for not knowing the words to Jet Black Heart back in episode one or whatever
throwback.
It was.
Throwback for the long haul listeners. Thanks.
But
guys,
in terms of like a song to ride into battle, I'm going to paint you another picture, okay?
Paint me your
this
finest
is
picture.
A true story. Okay, the year is 1999. I'm at the Indigo Plateau about to take on the Elite Four. I've got a level 79 Charizard and a level 82 Vaporeon in the backpack,
We've
right?
We've all been there.
I bop through the door in slow motion. Slow motion, very important.
It's true.
My sunglasses are on, my cap's twisted back. Five sauces banging out on the speakers.
Nice.
A montage of my finest Pokemon moments is playing on a screen. All the trainers are shook. I basically win. I'm the best. Five sauce, thank you.
Wow.
Why do I see you running around London at the minute, just going into any old gym and going, "Oh, you trainers are shook. Drop your phone. Get out of there."
Five sauce on my speaker.
Speaker on the shoulder, like a boombox on the shoulder. All right, very well argued. Very, very well argued. I'm losing it. Very well argued. Woody, what have you brought for me this week?
Wow. She was born to make you happy.
Oh!
Then she got a little bit toxic. But she's back. It's Britney, bitch. No, she's back.
She's back.
Yeah,
she's
and
back.
The song's called Make Me. And put your preconceptions away of what, you know, you think a new Britney song might sound like. Because this is dope.
Choice for you, like you got a job to do. Just want you to raise my roof. Something sensational.
I mean, she's certainly back, isn't she? She's certainly back. She's sounding a bit more vitalized, if I may be so bold. She sounds like she's actually at the top of her game. She wants this to work this time.
Yeah.
You know, it's good. It's up there with the early noughties faves, really.
Definitely. Yeah, it's a big comeback. Mm. A big comeback for her.
But why is it appropriate for Pokemoning, Woody? Why is it appropriate?
Is it a mere coincidence that the week Britney Spears returns, 90s icon, notorious animal collector, and also the 90s animal collecting fad Pokemon Go returns basically within a week of each other? I think not. I don't think it is a coincidence.
Indeed.
The second, third, fourth wave, whatever it is, of them returning.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not Britney, bitch. It's Misty, bitch.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes.
Britney Spears is Misty, and she will help you slay those imaginary animals.
Nice.
The song is like, I don't know, snake charming music. It's just that it will draw in those Pokemons. And
then
I don't know what you do on Pokemon. You throw a ball or something and you'll catch them all.
You throw a ball or something.
But basically, at the end of the day, you'll be like Britney with a heavily sedated snake at the MTV Awards with all your Pokemon. And it will all be thanks to this song. So therefore, Britney is Misty. Misty has catched them all. This song is the banger of the week.
Wow.
Boom!
Wow, wow. I don't know where to begin on that one, really. I really don't. The image of you strutting to the MTV Awards with a snake surrounded by your Pokemon.
Wrapped up in Nine Tails as fur or something.
Yeah. Is Britney the Misty of the operation? Perhaps. I could see that. I think she'd be more Team Rocket, but I could see it. I could see it working. However, it's irrelevant because it's clearly got to go to Katie for the beautiful, beautiful image she painted of my childhood heyday playing Pokemon.
You cannot get rid of Misty like this.
All right, fine, fine, fine. I accept that. Outrageous. Both good tunes. Both good tunes. But I'm feeling the five sauce. I'm feeling those crazy little pop punk vibes. It's very, very good. Plus, it washes away the bad taste of the Fall Out Boy Ghostbusters number, if we're being very, very honest. One man's opinion. But if you want to hear those songs and loads more great tunes, you can. They're all on Pop Buzz Radio, guys. Go on the website, pop-buzz.com, and click the top right-hand corner, and you can hear all those tunes and much more.
Got a question, we've got a question, can you help us out?
It's question of the week time, guys. So again, we're talking Taylor and Kanye. We mentioned this earlier on. The feud has been reignited thanks to Kim releasing the recordings of Taylor seemingly giving approval to be used in lyrics. Now, at the time we're recording this, there was sort of discussion that Taylor might be able to sue Kanye over recording the call in question. I've now seen that that's actually been completely disapproved in the state of California, so that can't happen. But the question is, how is this beef gonna end, guys? I want your arguments. How is this Kim, Kanye, and Taylor Swift beef gonna come to a head? All right, Woody, I'm gonna come to you first on this one. Give me your best thoughts. Give me your best theories.
Well, I think we should take a leaf out of the Game of Thrones books, personally.
Okay.
is King's Landing all over again.
So I mean, who's saying?
I mean, so Cersei, well, that's Taylor.
Really? Are you calling Kim like the High Sparrow?
I mean, look, the characters are irrelevant.
Okay.
It's
okay.
The drama. It's the politics. It's the pettiness.
It's very
enough.
Petty.
Yeah. Enough of it. They are all sinners and they must repent. So I think the Bagency should take over their Twitter account.
Oh my God, the Bagency again. Here we go.
Because it's real. And they are doing this.
Okay.
They should take over their Twitter accounts, parade them through the streets of LA naked to chants of shame, shame. And then, only then, can they be redeemed in the eyes of our Lord Saviour, Beyoncé Knowles.
Right.
Okay? That's how it should end, because quite frankly, any other ending, it just won't be as satisfactory.
It's true. That's definitely the most dramatic ending I think it could possibly...
And very realistic as well.
Yeah. Kind of been done, though. Kind of been done on the screens. But no, I agree. That's very dramatic. All right, Katie, what's your thoughts? Give me your theories.
Well,
how's this going to end?
First of all, I'd be really upset if it actually ends with like, oh my God, we're friends. Look at our selfie on Snapchat.
Yeah, I would hate that.
That was a really good Kim impression, by the way.
Dead on. I thought she was here for a second.
So did I. Anyway, I think I'm still going with the fact that this is all a massive lie and we're being played. I want Taylor to release like a Lemonade style TV movie that's just like an expose on celebrity lifestyles and stuff.
I wouldn't put it past her, actually.
It's interesting, isn't it? I am leaning towards your conspiracy theory idea. I think there must be more going on. That it's all so calculated. Kanye's always thinking like five moves ahead of where he is. He knows how this is going to end up already. He knows. He must do. I mean, look at the video for Famous. I mean, he's trying to goad people. He's trying to make this happen.
It's going to go down. Or actually, just like a massive pokey battle.
See, now you're talking my language.
You are talking my language.
Okay. Yeah, Kanye's gym leader. I could see that. I could see that working. Yeah. I don't know who'd have the highest CP points out of those three. Ah, we could talk
Kris Jenner.
All day. Kris Jenner. Kris Jenner is the queen.
You know she is.
I'm going to side with Katie on this one, because I'm really buying this kind of conspiracy theory that it might just all be fake. It might all just suddenly get revealed. It's going to be interesting. Very interesting.
If it does, you heard it here first.
There you go.
So at me.
Dropping some truth.
Look,
there.
You've been on Twitter far too long, okay? You need to log out, and go back to real life, not Pokemon Go.
Enough of the Pokemon Go slander, my man. Come on. We're just catching them all right?
I love it, really.
It's got to be done. No, I know you do. But I think that has to make Katie the winner of this week's podcast. Well, I'm sorry, Woody. I'm sorry, buddy. Very, very well done, Katie. Very, very well done. Your reward for being the winner this week, we're going to find that Mewtwo, my friend. We're going to track it down.
Oh, my God.
And we're going to get it right to you, buddy.
That
we're going to get it right to you.
Amazing.
Woody, unfortunately, as punishment, Kim Kardashian will be releasing the transcripts of your phone calls today.
Oh,
we
my
know they've happened,
God.
And they're all going to be coming out, my friend. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Little 10-second Snapchat videos. It's coming.
Well, I guess this is my last podcast.
Oh, the controversy, the things that have been said. And that is about it for episode 8 of the Pop Buzz podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to click subscribe on iTunes, guys. You can also find us on Audio Boom, on TuneIn, on the Pop Buzz website. We're everywhere, guys. We're basically everywhere these days. And remember, there's loads of other episodes. Well, seven. There's seven other episodes you can go back and listen to. We met Dua Lipa. We had Casper and Joe in last week. We had Blink-182 in. Catch up and join us. It's great fun. Thanks very much for listening. We'll see you next week. Say goodbye, Katie.
Bye, guys.
Say goodbye, Woody.
Goodbye.
And it's bye from me. See you next week. I quite like that song. Quite like that. It's good, isn't it? Good.
It's got a good beat, that one.
Got a good beat, that. Got a good beat.